right now, David Gill is the only option for Democrats in the 13th Congressional District. Everyone else has dropped out of the race, deciding for various reasons not to take on either David Gill or Tim Johnson in next November. So Gill, unless somebody materializes in the next month, and that would be a tall order to run a congressional campaign or to get a congressional campaign going in less than a month, Gill's the guy.
Well, will Democrats commit the funds, and will enough people get behind him to wage a serious race against Tim Johnson this time?
That's the big question. Gill said that he was in D.C. last week talking to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and the only thing he said was that they want him to show more money. They need him to raise more money in order to appear to be a viable candidate. So they won't give him money until he raises more local money. And as of the last reporting period, he'd raised about, I think it was maybe $30,000, or maybe, he had raised more than that, but he had about $30,000 on hand. So that is better than he has done in past years, but it's still nowhere near what Tim Johnson has. Congressman Johnson had more than $375,000, and he's going to bring in a lot more in the next few months. So he's got a big advantage already over David Gill.
Well, what kind of presence has Dr. Gill had in the Metro East area and some of these other regions that are now part of this redrawn district?
He's been spending a lot of time down there and building support, but so has Tim Johnson. And it's new turf for both of them, and there's a lot of votes down there. So they're kind of a tie there in terms of just the, you know, free media and free publicity that comes with campaigning at church dinners and picnics and things like that.
At the Champaign County Democrats' dinner Sunday night, Gill criticized Johnson's prior support for wars, saying he's responsible for part of the deficit as a result of those votes. Are there other reasons to believe that Gill could be successful this time around?
There were some interesting comments that I haven't been able to verify yet, that that this district, well, we know that this district has a lot of college students. There's six universities in this district, which means that there's a lot of young people who would be interested in voting here, and they're especially attuned to the war, I would think. And Gill has consistently voiced opposition to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Tim Johnson has, more recently, although for a couple of years now, has also been against the wars. That's an issue. Another thing that's interesting about this, and I haven't been able to check out, is that supposedly this district, the new district, voted for Barack Obama by 11 percentage points in 2008, whereas the old 15th district that Gill ran against Tim Johnson and John McCain won in 2008. So it obviously is more Democratic, and does offer David Gill the opportunity to, you know, the baseline does offer David Gill the opportunity to win in 2012.